Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve at 10 in the morning here on Fat Tuesday, 8:47 on KNSS. And three big things.
Three.
Basketball, number one, Kansas, 83. Oklahoma State, 58.
Two.
Thousands gathered for memorial service in Los Angeles, honoring Kobe Bryant and his daughter.
One.
White House seeking money from Congress to fight the coronavirus. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle, and this is on Kellogg, eastbound, right around I-235. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with a 70% chance for rain and snow today and a high of 38 degrees. Yesterday's high, by the way, was 50. 70% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 24. Wednesday, partly sunny and cool with a high of 37. Now cloudy, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour and 38 degrees. Well, if you're still on your New Year's resolution to get healthier, you might want to try this activity to stay in shape.
This is House Call for Health. Looking for a new type of workout? Tired of jogging, lifting weights, or biking in place? Jenny Hauser is the founder of House of Hoops. No, not basketball, hula hooping.
It changes your life. Honestly, it's not just me saying it.
Hauser picked up a hula hoop after injuring her hamstring nearly a decade ago, and it's helped her stay in shape without hurting her joints.
When you're hooping around the waist and it becomes too easy, you start trying to learn how to hoop around the knees or around the chest.
She says it's great for core strength, coordination, and balance, and building self-confidence, and even helps relieve stress, especially when doing it with others.
The friendships that I'm creating and seeing are people who never would have said hi on the street, but you know, now you have a hula hoop and you have something in common and it just blows up.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Dow slumped more than 1,000 points in the worst day for the stock market in 2 years. Investors worry that the spread of a viral outbreak that began in China will weaken global economic growth. Traders sought safety in U.S. government bonds, gold, and high dividend stocks like utilities and real estate. More than 79,000 people worldwide have been infected by the new coronavirus. China, where the virus originated, still has the majority of the cases and deaths. Yesterday, the Dow closed down 1,031 points, the NASDAQ down 355 points, the S&P down 111. Intuit says it is buying consumer finance company Credit Karma in a $7.1 billion cash and stock deal. Intuit is best known for its personal finance tools such as TurboTax and Mint, while Credit Karma has products that help consumers find the right loan or credit card. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Textron makes a sale. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the company has sold five Beechcraft King Air airplanes to be used for ambulance service in Australia. The King Air 350s, made in Wichita, sold to Pelair in New South Wales, Australia. Deliveries are expected to begin later this year, terms of the deal not disclosed. The order helps build up a backlog after the market was sluggish in 2019. In the past 10 years, tech startups grew so quickly they couldn't hire people fast enough. Now the layoffs have begun. Robot pizza startup Zoom and car sharing company GetAround slashed more than 500 jobs. 23andMe, Mozilla, and Quora did their own cuts. Around the world, more than 30 startups have slashed more than 8,000 jobs. That's according to a report in the Financial Times. A New York venture capitalist says it feels like a reckoning is here. U.S. stocks on Monday, as Steve said, had their worst day in 2 years, many blaming the spread of the coronavirus. Experts calling it a wave of volatility. News of the virus spread and that it was not contained had some investors rattled. S&P 500 down 3.4%, NASDAQ 3.7%, the Dow lost 3.6%. Energy stocks led the decline. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today's Tuesday, February 25th. On this date in 1913, the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, giving Congress the power to levy and collect income taxes, was declared in effect by Secretary of State Philander Chase Knox.
Wow.
And it's that tax season. I mean, my son-in-law is a tax accountant, so he's busy right now.
You bet.
And I know that you're going to make him busy when you get together with that pool of 8 or 10 executives to sort through all the money that you've been making this past year.
I give them my paperwork, and they just laugh at me.
Yeah. Well, do you keep it in a shoebox? That is kind of personal. Maybe I shouldn't ask you.
Yeah, a shoebox.
The napkins that you've written on the back of.
Exactly. Those, all that stuff right there in the shoebox.
For those big lunches that you take Ted and I to all the time.
You bet.
Yep. Probably shouldn't mention that here on the radio. But all right, Marty.
Two martini lunches.
Yeah. Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday. That's today, Fat Tuesday. Refers to the events of the Carnival celebration beginning on or after the Christian feasts of the Epiphany, Three Kings Day, and culminating on the day before Ash Wednesday, which is known as Shrove Tuesday. That's today. Ash Wednesday is tomorrow, right, Ted? Ted's my expert on this. Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday. Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. Reflecting the practice of the last night of eating rich, fatty foods before the ritual, Lenten sacrifices, and the fasting of the Lenten season. So, there you go. Ted, are you going to do a little fasting here in the Lenten season?
I will tomorrow.
I think I'm going to. I'm going to do it more than once. I think I'm just going to fast every day. How long is Lent, by the way?
40 days.
I might go 2 days. 40 days.
Of course, wow. You got the pancake race in Liberal this morning.
Oh, gosh, I forgot all about that. They're doing that in Liberal. Of course, they run that S-shaped, 400-yard course.
Mm-hmm.
They have to flip the pancake at least 3 times, mm-hmm. and they're competing at times against only England, where they do the same thing.
Yep.
I'd forgotten all about that, but as you know, they've been doing it so long that I have memorized how they do it.
Right.
Apparently, it's a little bit more than really somebody who, the people who compete, they're always women, right?
Yes,
they're
female
just
only.
Yeah. Very strong track people. I mean, they can really go. And so I've never seen it, but it'd be my kind of fun to watch today. It's probably snowing out in Liberal. Probably got 8 inches of snow on the ground, but anyway. Mm. Today is Pancake Day at IHOP. This has been going on since 2006. And since that day, IHOP has raised close to $30 million for charities. And what you do is you go into an IHOP anywhere in America and enjoy free pancakes. They're free. But guests are asked to consider leaving a donation. So you can go in and you can scam them and do it, and take advantage of it. But most people are saying, yes, I would like to make a donation, and that's the way IHOP has raised $30 million. I think it's pretty good, pretty honest, a good deal there. Good for
you
them,
bet.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. So Fat Tuesday, what are you going to have for dinner tonight, Bill? To keep the
a big stack of pancakes, maybe.
Pancakes, maybe a big old chicken fried steak on the side, huh? And gravy.
Yeah, a couple of corn dogs.
Oh, nice.
A lot of gravy and taters. Yeah. Well, that sounds good. I think that's what I'm
really
gonna
load up tonight, so
there
I can fast tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, guys. Coming up here at 9 o'clock this morning, we've got the Glenn Beck program. Sarah Carter, podcast host, is going to be with us. She's an investigative reporter. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Also, we've got news at 9 o'clock this morning. Thousands attend memorial service for Kobe Bryant and his daughter. That's coming up at 9 o'clock here on KNSS. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning. And stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7.
Politicians are too scared to stand up to the special.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.